بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الخامس عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يبعث كل عبد على ما مات عليه. رواه مسلم. This is the last hadith in this chapter, the fifth hadith, and in this chapter that we are encouraged to do more good deeds as we become older. As our time comes to go to Allah Ta'ala, we should increase our good deeds. In this hadith, Nabi Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that every person will be raised on the day of Qiyamah as he died in this world. It comes also, ke tamutun kama tahyun. A person's mort will come as he had lived in his life. وَتُحْشَرُونَ كَمَا تَمُوتُونَ. And you'll be raised up on the day of Qiyamah as you had died. So this is very concerning, and every one of us should be very concerned about this. On the basis of this hadith, ulama have explained that a person who passes away in Hajj, for example, will be resurrected reciting the Talbiyah. What a great honor. As a person had died, he was in Hajj and he passed away, and there are so many fortunate people who pass away in Hajj. On the day of Qiyamah, they will be in the Ihram and reading Talbiyah. On the other hand, a person who dies with a musical instrument in his hand, or in a state of intoxication, or while committing adultery, he will be resurrected in the same way. So we should be very, very concerned what our actions are. And this is normally we say when a person reaches old age. But any person can pass away at any time. And we know very well how many young people pass away. And Allah guide us and help us. So many times we hear of our young boys and girls who are in the condition of terrible guna and speeding in cars, etc. And they pass away in that condition while they are with one another. Not very long ago, some boys and girls who were in this way, so according to them enjoying themselves, the girl said to the boy, "Kiss me my good night kiss." And after that, they just about to reach their destination and they met up with an accident and they died. Now in that condition to die, how terrible it is. And then in front of all the people on the day of Qiyamah, a person will be resurrected like that. So it is a person must be concerned all the time, and particularly now when actually old age comes. But very sadly, being influenced also by the Western way of life, when a person reaches 60, 65, then we feel, I'm old now, I must retire. Mufti Saeed Palanpuri rahmatullah alayh was the Shaykh al-Hadith of Darul Uloom Deoband. He said, when they say that you have to retire now, 60, 65, according to us, now you are fit for a job. The experience you have gained, all the years, etc., now you are fit for a job. Though it might not be that heavy work that you were doing, the many hours, etc., but the experience you got in that, the whole ummah can benefit from that, instead of you just now staying at home, etc. One ustad of Darul Uloom Deoband, very long ago, also reaching old age, he decided not to teach anymore. Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullah alayh at that time was in charge of giving out the kitabs to the various ustads. When he learned about this, he called him and told him that don't do this. Even if you teach one kitab, but carry on teaching till your mort. Don't give up teaching. Many people, whether we are teaching in Darul Ulooms or we are teaching in maktabs especially, as a person becomes old, he feels, now I've done a lot. Now I must rest a bit. Resting is in the qabr. Resting is not in this dunya. A person feels, I've become old now, and now I must take it easy. And it is Allah's system also. A person who starts thinking like that, Allah will make an excuse for him. He will get some illness, etc., and then he will have to stay at home. But a person who feels, no, I must increase. And as we reach our destination, more we must increase. A horse speeds up as it comes closer to home. Like that a mu'min should also be. As we come closer to our real home, our good actions must increase now, not decrease. And many people, even good musallis, as they reach old age, if there is some valid excuse, that's completely different. But now they feel, a whole life I made namaz with jamaat, now let me make at home now. I don't have to go anymore, for jamaat is very difficult for me now. Or any other thing which we lessen. There are some people who also feel, whole life I kept rozas, now I'll just give fidya of my roza. That's not the correct attitude at all. As we reach older, in fact we should be keeping more rozas now. Not only Ramzan rozas, but out of Ramzan also. Our nafil we should increase also. Everything in all our ibadat, namazas, roza, charity, whatever, our person should increase his ibadat as he comes more towards the end of his life. And very fortunate are those people whom Allah gives tawfiq. As the end of the life comes, their ibadat increases. That is a very good sign from Allah that Allah has accepted those people. The hadith therefore encourages us to engage in praiseworthy actions and speech at all times, so that we are resurrected accordingly. The author appropriately concluded the chapter with this hadith, because it encourages one towards perfection. Doing good deeds, turning more to Allah, that is the fulfilling the very purpose for which Allah has created us. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That Allah did not create us, but solely, exclusively for His ibadat. At least our end comes like that, it will be a great, great bonus for us. Especially towards the ends of one's life, when death is imminent, as the end result is decisive and conclusive. The al-ibratu bil-khawatim. All our actions also, our life also, they will be judged how the end of the action came. Even our namazes, we made our whole namaz, but how our namaz ends, that is very important. Therefore, we have taught at the end of namaz, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. I've done a great wrong, tawbah istighfar. All our ibadat should end with tawbah istighfar. That is a very good sign. And the end of one's life, that is very, very important. And may Allah grant us all, when the end of we are in good deeds, we are at home, Allah save us from hospitals, from mortuaries, etc. Allah save every Muslim, especially our women folk, from mortuaries, etc. Allah save them completely. And from post-mortems also, where they cut up the whole body and all those things, the life of a person is valuable, and a Muslim's life, and to go through all that, may Allah protect us. And we get a good mort in the hands of the Muslims, and only Muslims handle us. No non-Muslims handle us. Allah Ta'ala grant us that type, and that is how we live. Allah will give us according to that, and what our aspirations and what our desires are. Allah treats us also according to that. It is hoped that one who engages in good deeds towards the end of his life will have glad tidings of goodness for the year after. That is a very good sign. If we see, and each one of us must see, as our lives are going on, we are becoming older, are good deeds increasing in my life, or am I becoming now lax? Am I becoming negligent? Or may Allah protect us, we are going now in gunas. Some people physically in gunas, some people on the cell phone, all types of gunas on there. That is a very sad condition. And we might appear to be very pious outwardly, but when we sit with the cell phone and there is nobody around us, what and what are we looking at that time? It must not happen. What comes with the cell phone, and if we are looking at porn, etc. We are looking at some filthy film, etc. And what is to come at that time? May Allah protect us all. And in the hospitals, how sad that the TV is right in front of you. To try and take your eyes away from there becomes very difficult. and the nurses which are there for males, and the other doctors, etc., for females, and they all handle you there. May Allah save us from all that and give us a good mort. A person should adhere firmly to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his worship, character, and every aspect of his life. And as we read, how Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam increased his tawbah, his istighfar. There was no need, as we see, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the praises of Allah, so much he had increased at the end of his life, so much that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had to in fact ask him that you have increased so much now tawbah istighfar towards the end of your life. One should increase in good deeds, especially during old age and illness. Many a person, when he feels also, I'm ill now, then now I can't manage. We just make an excuse. We find that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the pious in that condition also, taking the support of two people, drag themselves to the masjid for Jamaat Namaz. So much they should try and increase and do their good deed. But we, just a little bit, as somebody said, just your eyebrows are sore, now you stay away from Jamaat Namaz. You get some pain in your nails, and now you say, I can't go for Namaz. That should not be the case. A Muslim, a mu'min, should not be weak like that. We should have, and our strength must not be shown in fighting for wrong things. It should be shown in obeying Allah and doing the right things. One is encouraged to adopt good company in the form of friends, colleagues, and social groups. This is a very, very important thing. If you have the right company and the right ulama who guide you to righteousness, it's a great, great boon for a person. And if we have got the wrong company, people who take us in the wrong direction and who take us towards dunya, love of dunya, etc., and that is all what they are talking about, make more investments now. How many people who are busy making big, big investments, and in the middle of it all, they die. And one person who died in tahajjud, what a world of difference between the two. So we should try to keep the right company. That is very important. And if we study Quran and Hadith, we see that the right company is the very essence of one's life. Because according to one's company, a person's life will also be made according to that. If we keep the wrong company, we will inadvertently be led towards all the wrong things and the wrong way of life. So this chapter has been concluded, and with the great message that we should be increasing our good deeds, and we should be looking forward to meeting Allah. It comes in the Hadith Sharif also, a person who looks forward to meet Allah, Allah looks forward to meet him. And a person who doesn't want to meet Allah, Allah also doesn't want to meet him, which is a very bad sign. So we should be increasing our yaqeen of the akhirat, the real life. We hardly today think of the qabr, of akhirat. All we think about is of dunya all the time. And we should think of that life and how we will go, and also at least that we will go and meet our parents. We'll go and meet our family there, our asatiza and the righteous and the pious people. In that way, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on his dying bed. His wife was crying profusely. He said, why are you crying? Ghadan nalqa ahibba. Tomorrow we are going to meet our friend, Muhammad wa sahba. We're going to meet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. It's an occasion of joy and pleasure, not an occasion of crying. So a mu'min, al-mautu tuhfatul mu'min. Maut is a gift for a mu'min. And for a person who is not a mu'min, who hasn't got yaqeen of akhirah, doesn't prepare for akhirah, dunya is very dear and close to him. For him, maut is a big musibah. But a person who has prepared for akhirat knows that we have to go in any case, and he is prepared, he looks forward to his maut. Otherwise today, whole life savings we are spending with the doctors and hospitals right at the end of our lives. Today, by the millions we are paying to the hospitals and doctors, and a person who is ready, prepared to meet Allah, he just stays at home, makes his ibadah, and in that nice way, he goes and he meets Allah Ta'ala without feeding all that money to the hospitals and the doctors, etc. Allah guide us to righteousness, be kind to us, and grant us our hidayah, and grant us tawfiq to please Him. وآخر دعوانا. Thank you.